The weather in Toronto is stormy today. Heavy winds, thunderstorms, and a 100% chance of 4 years of Rob Ford. The penny-pinching city councillor stormed the city's municipal elections last night when he walked away with nearly half of the votes. Earlier today, we reached Toronto's next mayor in, of course, Toronto.
Mr. Ford, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
People are saying that's calling it a stunning win. What do you think
things are going really well.
What drew so much support?
Chapter juniors aren't even here, eh? All right.
Hello, Mr. Ford. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Oh, are you at some event or?
I'm a coach. I'm a football coach.
Okay, so you're at football practice then?
Yes.
All right. Well, okay, we'll continue then. What is it do you think drew so much support to your campaign?
No, it's just people are sick and tired of the wasteful spending. People are sick and tired of wasteful spending. That's the bottom line. That's what it comes down to.
Well, they were.
You know, I'm the only one that could go down there. You just go get changed. Go out and get changed. Don't worry about the water right now. Sorry.
Uh huh.
So, people are just fed up with, politicians squandering hard-earned tax dollars, and they know that I'm going to get rid of the $60 car registration tax and the land transfer tax.
Well, you know that your campaign has been compared to Mike Harris's Common Sense Revolution, to the Tea Party movement. Do you see those comparisons?
Compared to whatever they want, I don't care. I just know the taxpayers want the gravy train to come to an end, and that's Rob Ford's got to do it.
Do you think there are similarities?
I don't see there's any similarities. I just know that, like I said, I'm going to put an end to the wasteful spending. And, stop the gravy train. Sorry, I'm being distracted for a second. That's pretty well it.
Mr. Ford, do you think that though there's not people that who might think that their taxes are too high or that too much is being spent on things, there seems to be a division in the city. People in you've seen it in even your voting, people who live in the more of the core of the city have different priorities than people in the suburbs. So when you stop the gravy train, some people want to see more public transportation, more bike lanes. Others want to see better routes out into the suburbs. How are you going to reconcile that?
Yeah, well, the first and foremost concern with people is money. That's the first and foremost concern. So I'm going to make sure our finances, are well taken care of, and then we can deal with all the other issues. But money is the first and foremost concern, and that's what my... what I'm going to concentrate on.
Well, sure, that's everyone's concern, but we're not sure what it is that you're going to save money on. Are you going to reduce public transportation?
I told you that I'm going to get rid of the $60 car registration tax and land transfer tax, so maybe I'm not making myself clear, but I'm going to get rid of the $60 car registration tax and land transfer tax, and we're going to stop the wasteful spending and not have $12,000 retirement parties and all the other nonsense that's been going on for 7 years. Anyways, I got to let you go here.
Well, can I ask you about public transportation before you go?
Pardon me? I can't talk to you right now. I'm on a really tight schedule, so I hate to be rude, but I got to let you go and we can chat another time. Really nice talking to you. All the best. Bye-bye.
That was Mayor-elect Rob Ford speaking to As It Happens from Toronto.